Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
Gonna do
No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me.
For every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me.
For every valley,
for every valley,
you used to trade
me.
Send me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and pray. Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
So amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me.
For every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me.
For every valley,
for every valley,
you used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy. Not for your grace, where would I stand to make?
I stand to make.
amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on today. God is so amazing. Amen. Will you come, oh God? Will you come, oh? Will you come trusting God on today for a mighty move in your life? Come on, let's give God some praise. Will you surrender all over to Him right now, withholding nothing, because God is able. The Bible tells us with man it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. Will you stand on His promises of yes and amen on today and receive your healing, receive your breakthrough? Amen. Hallelujah. Receive your deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because God is able. Come on, let's shout glory this morning. Amen. We are still here. We still have breath. Come on, let everything that have breath praise the Lord right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Come on, come on, come on. Don't let a rock shout out for you. Come on, just thank God right now when it could have been, should have been, but God has kept us. Amen. Come on, let's give him the highest praise of hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord our God. Amen. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with songs of the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In His hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the sheep of His hand. Amen. Today, if you would just hear His voice and receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, change will come, breakthrough will come, healing will come, deliverance will come, a way will be made out of no way. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise and enter in this morning. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, oh, gracious Lord, we come, oh God, believing and trusting you for a mighty move in our life and those in our family, oh God. But Lord, we come asking, oh God, that you help us with our unbelief right now, amen, so that we can receive from you great and mighty, that there be a pouring in this morning, amen. Oh, Lord, fill these your temples, oh God, with as much of kind of glory as possible. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. We humble you. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercies and new grace. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you order our steps. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh Lord, as we come on today, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. So Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, what is it that you will have for us to do? Amen. Oh Lord, and give us the strength, oh God, the power to be able to do it and fulfill every assignment that you've given us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, search our hearts on this morning. If there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come asking for forgiveness, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our transgression, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Oh, Lord, create in us a clean heart, a right heart, a repentant heart in all our ways. Amen. amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing with you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, Lord God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks up, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul, hallelujah, thirsts for you, O God, the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires. They even pause in the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Amen. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Let the fire burn ever increasing each of us. Amen. Uphold us with our free spirit and let God be magnified. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Oh, Lord, circumcise our hearts. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Creating us a humble worship for you, oh God. For we rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. You are our joy and the lifter of our head. Do your Holy Spirit lead us in rivers of worship and truth. Amen. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life a living sacrifice according to Romans 12:1-2, a sweet Savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be praised in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you, oh God, hallelujah, in all love and all admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us, and over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you, and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man right now, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have fellowship, true fellowship, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthing us, and it's manifesting its presence right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you on today. Amen. Hallelujah. In all the days of our life, oh God. Oh, Lord, help on today. We need your help. We thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. We bind and cast out the spirit of Avalon right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the crowd, Psalm 103:4, that we're redeemed from destruction. We break all curse of destruction in our family and bloodline right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all pride that will open the door for destruction. Oh, Lord, rescue our soul from destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God in heaven, send your word and deliver us and those in our family from any destruction. Amen. We decree and declare Exodus 12:23, the destroyer cannot come into our life or our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The destroyer cannot destroy our prosperity. Amen. We are delivered from destruction and waste at noonday. Amen. There's no wasting of destruction within our borders. We enter into the straight gate, and we will not walk, hallelujah, in the path that leads to destruction. We bind the spirit of man that leads to destruction right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will keep our mouths and avoid destruction. We bind and rebuke the spirit of pride that leads to destruction. Amen. We rebuke all destruction from our gates in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We close up a breach in our life. Amen. Every breach in our life that would give Satan and demons access in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for every broken head in our life to be restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I stand in the gap this morning, amen, and make up the heads, amen. And we repent and receive forgiveness for any sin that has opened the door for any spirit to enter and operate in our lives, amen. We decree and declare Isaiah 58:12. We are to rebuild over wall and repair the breach, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce our crooked speech that will cause a breach in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind up all breaches, O Lord, that every breach shall be stopped in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our walls be salvation. protection, oh Lord, in our daily praise, hallelujah. We pray for a hedge of protection around our mind, body, finances, possessions, family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, that we can be purged out the land right now, that we, your children, may live in peace, amen, and enjoy this new day, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, glory to your name, God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, oh, Lord, where would we be on today? But, Lord, we thank you that you're always with us, and your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, and we just want to say thank you. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents right now, amen, and we decree and declare it is destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak life and not death. We speak blessing and not cursing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive the blessing coming from the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow, amen. We decree and declare right now, no more setbacks, no more losses, no more missed opportunities, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with all faith that we're going from glory to glory to glory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough. We decree and declare Isaiah 59 and 19, oh Lord God, that you will lift up a standard against any foe the enemy would try to bring into our lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our bind and casting out familiar spirits that will try to operate in our lives right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ. We just want to say thank you. We decree and declare 1 John 5 and 8 that the blood of Jesus Christ bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough. We decree and declare that we are fruitful and we multiply goodness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus Christ. Our hearts are sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus Christ from an evil conscience. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, we bind our mind to the mind of Christ. And I will to your heavenly Father that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I cover our minds and thoughts with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our thoughts be pure, righteous, and holy unto you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough that power and might be released from your hand, oh God. Scatter the enemy by your power, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the power of your anger be released against the power of darkness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray for Israel on today. Oh, Lord, let war be no war. Let there be a hallowed peace upon the land. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that's come to attack Israel, God, let it be cut down and pushed back. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, as we decree and declare victory on today. Oh, Lord, I pray that you open up a way, oh God, on today where it seems to be no way for your children. Oh, Lord, because we are known to you to be a way-making God, oh, Lord. We're seeing that we've come to the end, and it's a dead end, oh, God. Open up the way, oh, God. Oh, Lord, for your children right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, hear our prayers this morning, oh, God, and bring those, hallelujah, your children, oh, God, and those in our family that's in harm's way. Oh, Lord, deliver, oh, God, out of the hand of the enemy right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We cover ourselves and those in our family and our possessions with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the fire of God surround and protect our lives from all destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let the angel of the Lord encamp around us and protect us. Let your glory be our covering and protect our back, oh, God. Hold us up, and we decree in the cloud we shall be safe. Amen. The name of Jesus is a strong tower, and we run into it, and we decree in the cloud that we are safe. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, anoint our heads, oh, God. Let us receive fresh oil right now, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we just want to say thank you. Glory to your name, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we love you, oh, God. We come ask for more of you and less of ourselves on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all addiction to drugs, alcohol, or any legal or illegal substances that have bound us or those in our family right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all pride, heartedness, arrogance, vanity, ego, disobedience, and rebellion right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all envy, jealousy, and covetousness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all fear, unbelief, and doubt. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all selfishness, self-will, self-pity, self-rejection, self-hatred, self-promotion right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all ungodly thought patterns and belief systems right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all lust and perversion, immorality, uncleanness, impurity, and sexual sin. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all witchcraft and sorcery, divination, occult involvement right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all ungodly soul ties and immoral relationships right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all hatred, anger, resentment, revenge, retaliation, unforgiveness, and bitterness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we forgive any person who has ever hurt us, disappointed us, abandoned us, mistreated us, or rejected us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree in the past that we are free, and we are free indeed. And we thank you for it, Lord. We renounce all ungodly covenants, oaths, and vows made by ourselves or any of our ancestors right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break off our life right now. Any limitations and restrictions placed on our life by any evil spirits right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, I decree and declare when we've fallen back, with things that we've been left behind, I decree and declare on today, hallelujah, that we have caught up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where it looks like we have been falling behind, I decree and declare that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So we have switched positions, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, where we were behind, now we up front, amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we can't thank you enough. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we enter into Sunday service on today. Out of the mouth of your prophet, your apostle, God, that you will speak your word, oh God. Oh Lord, use me mighty that I will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, that I will decrease, oh God, that you may have all the increase. Let the seals be broken from your word, oh God. Let us understand and have revelation of your will and purpose for our lives. All that have an ear to hear on today, they can receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, that they will hear you and not me, oh God, that change will come, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Let us understand heavenly things, oh God. Open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your word, amen. Let us know and understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Let us speak to others by revelation, amen. Reveal your secrets to your servants, the prophets, oh God. Let the hidden things be made manifest, amen. Hide your truth from the wise and prudent, and reveal them to babes, oh God. Let your arm be revealed in our lives, oh God. Reveal the things that belong to us. Let your word be revealed unto us, oh God. Let your glory be revealed in our lives, amen. Let your righteousness be revealed in our lives, amen. Let us receive visions and revelations of the Lord our God. Let us receive an abundance of revelations. Let us be a good steward of your revelation, amen. Let us speak the mysteries of Christ. Let us receive understanding, oh God, of your hidden wisdom, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let me speak on today the wisdom of God and the mystery. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. You are a God that reveals secrets. Lord, reveal your secrets unto us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness on today. Amen. And forevermore. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 We put on us this morning the full armor of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy right now. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that try to come into our lives. And we decree and declare on today, amen, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us, and it will not prevail against us. Amen. We decree and declare we're redeemed from the curse of the law, and we're redeemed from poverty. We're redeemed from sickness. We're redeemed from spiritual death. We overcome all because great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. We stand in the evil day having loins are girded, loins girded by about the truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith, and we are covered. We're covered with the helmet of salvation, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated to the kingdom of God, dear son. Amen. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us. We do not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind, and we operate in it right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath us, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. According to Romans 5:17, we receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and we reign in life through Christ Jesus. We have life and that more abundantly. We walk in the light, and he is the light. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Amen. We are the righteousness of God, clothed with the robe of righteousness. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree in the past Psalm 91:1 that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you will bless us in our coming and going on today, and those in our family, oh God, that will be traveling. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destinations. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over, in, and round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, or place, everywhere our feet may tread, heads may make. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn, according to Isaiah 54:17, and we thank you for, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, bless us and keep us and make your face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Lord, lift up your confidence upon us and give us peace. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I ask that you bless our latter end more than our beginnings. Lord, let your presence bless our life, oh God. And we thank you for, Lord, we decree and declare that turnaround is coming, breakthrough is here. And we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. Hallelujah. For God has made us the lender and not the borrower. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Come on, church, let's give God some praise while we still can. Amen. We still have life. Amen. Hallelujah. We still have breath. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him right now. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, everyone. Good morning. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, where our senior pastor is Pastor Dorothy Manning, and Apostle Tawanika Manning, and we have our minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green, out in Illinois. Welcome and welcome. Hallelujah.
Amen. Welcome. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be so glad in this day. I'm so glad that God has given us a new day. So welcome, welcome, welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. We want to welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters that are here with us from Texas, whether Houston, Texas, and all the surrounding areas. Welcome. We love you so much, and we thank God for you coming to Sunday service to worship with us this morning. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends with us here from Louisiana. Amen. We love y'all just as well. We want to welcome every single one of you here from New York City. Uncle Joel and all of our friends, you know, there in New York City. We want to welcome you. We know that y'all are in a time zone ahead of us, but you didn't find it robbery to come worship with us this morning. So welcome. Every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends there in Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, and all this surrounding areas, welcome. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, it's your first time, we would like to personally welcome you. We'd like you to press 1. This is your first time, you know, press 1. And we'll open up the line, you know, let us know who you are, where you're from. And that if you have anything that you want to pray about, this is the time that we come to God in prayer. You know, we thank God that we can come to the throne of grace and pray about a thing or anything. Amen. If you're online and you're listening online, we would like for you to call in. This is your first time. Call in 845-277-9213. Amen. So we'd like to welcome every single one of you once again here to Sunday service. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, we welcome you, we welcome you. Excuse me. We're going to get ready to prepare ourselves to have communion. So if you can grab all that you need to take in communion, please. Grab all that you need. We'll be back here from... We'll be back here to partake in our communion this Sunday. So grab all that you need. Right after the song selection, we'll be right back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, Lord.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean.
hear the worshipers? Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God. what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.